Okay, I'm going to start over again. The mission of Elohim and Achnakim. Hey, Dalam and Bez in Sanhedrin. First of all, forgot to mention this yesterday. There's a machlokes. Where is this parak supposed to be? Is it right? Is it after Hanisrafin? Or it is after Chelik? So in the Mishnah, they have parak Chelik first, which is the 11th parak, and then they have Hanachnachim. The reason why they have that is, one of the reasons is because the Gemara in the beginning of Makkos wants to know the connection between Makkos and Sanhedrin. So it says, since this Mishnah of about Zaymin Bas Kain Ubayla, so since we talk about Zaymin, so we lead in to Makkos. The others say that no, we're handling, it's better to have Hanachnachim first here because we were discussing the Avraham Yitzchak guys, and so the last one that we have to discuss here is Nachnachim, the people that are Chayiv Chenek. We just finished Sreifa, so we go to the people that are Chayiv Chenek right now, and then later on we'll finish with the ones that are Einlem Chedek Lelem Habam and that type of stuff. Okay. Talk to Mishnah.
Herig, we had.
Herig, yeah, we had Herig right here. We started discussing Herig
with
here. The Mishnah over here.
It's rough in. It is Rafloka Shivin. But it's either one or two, right?
What do you mean?
One or two of the homework.
Sreifa, you mean Sreifa is...
Right. So let's say forget what we should for a moment. But according to Bannon, the ski law, Sreifa, then should be Herring, then Chenek. The Sreifa should really be...
Herring and Chenek.
Right.
Ski law, Sreifa.
Right.
But
Herring was written...
Who? No one holds Herig is. In that Alma Chalikas, no one holds that Herig is more.
Right. So Skila's first.
Skila.
Then should be Nisrafin.
So, which we have. Nisrafin, yeah.
And where's Herig then?
It's in the middle of this parak here. In the middle of Hanisrafin, we had Ritzeach, and we had the Zinim of.
Was that right after?
It was right here in this over here.
I understand that, but what is that right after the Nisrafin?
Yes, in here. The parak started on the Nisrafin, right?
Right.
And then you had Eva Hanarogin. Haritzeach, Manchir, and Dachas.
Alright, so
okay, now another reason is another reason to have Chelik before Hanachnachin, because the end of Chelik, the last Mishnah, talks about Yerni Dachas. Since you want to finish off with all the Naragin and then you go to Hanachnachim, so that's another reason to have Chelek before Hanachnachim. Either way it is, we have in our Gemara Hanachnachim first, so let's get on it. So Elohim Hanachnachim. So these are the ones that get Chenek. Hamaka Avivimai, someone who hits his father or his mother. And the Gemara is going to explain in a second, how do you know it means hitting and not any killing him or stuff like that. What about if the daughter hits a parent? Now we say we're talking about a son hitting. How do we know the daughter? Is the daughter also included?
Is there a bas?
No, I don't think it's a bas or amar because there it says ben. The shaila is over here. If a daughter
hits,
I'm asking. I didn't say it's only a son. I want to know. Is anyone? He said by ben amar is only a ben, not a bas. So is Makavima, is that referring to everybody or not? So you thought you think Pasha, of course it's referring to everybody. So the Rambam says that the lady Taki is Chayiv. Because he learned out from Makala Avivima. When someone's Makala, someone curses the father and mother, does it make a difference if the daughter curses, the father curses? It's all the same. Since over there you learned Makala Avivima is referring to side of father, side of son, or side of daughter doesn't. So here also by Makavim, it will not make a difference if it's son or daughter, and you're Michaev. Okay, the Goyin Nafesh Mitzrayim. Next case in the mission is someone who steals, who kidnaps somebody. The Zakin Mamre Api Bezdin, and the Zakin Mamre against Bezdin, which means he's a Zakin, and he paskin, some, let's say he paskin something's mutter, and then he comes to Bezdin, and people are arguing on him, he comes to Bezdin Agadol. You're out of space, you need the next volume. Well, it's not Chela. So that's what, and Zakim Mamre goes at the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and they tell him, you know, you're paskin wrong, and we'll see what type of psak, there's going to be a big sugi coming up. Exactly what psak does he say? And he comes back home, and he does not listen to their psak, and he continues down with his psak. That's what Zakim Mamre is. The Navi Sheker, and a Navi that says Sheker, also see that in the coming up Mishnais.
You could argue with your city, technically, if you're the rebbe of a city, are you able to paskin different than other cities? Right?
Yes, you are allowed to paskin.
But here the case is...
Here he went up to Bezdin HaGadol, so he's got to listen to their psak. He went... The machlekes ended up going... We'll see the progression, how it landed over there.
Hopefully, but here Bezdin told specifically, don't go back to your city and use your...
So as I said, you pass. Let's say he was passing on a chaylev.
On
what? Let's say he held that like Milmar hot dogs that are not chaylev, and they came to Bezdin HaGadol and passed them. They are chaylev. Now he went back home and said, "You know, Rabbi Isai, I heard the psak. I'm sticking to my thing, and yes. Let's barbecue."
Actually, it's defined as linked in the first paragraph. So I mean, it's not just someone who says,
yeah. But we're gonna see. It's also a big figure over here. What type of psak? Is he has to be doing a car? She goes to chatas. It could be the Victoria. It has to be a clear thing, Mr. Shem. Okay.
So a single person that has an argument with Rabbana, a comment,
they're not. He's not Zakim Mamre. No, guys. Let's say guys, the Chreis, the Machlokes.
Because Chachamim are not based in.
No, there could be Bezdin, but Zakim Mamre is, it has to be the Kamta Velisa. There's a lot of guidelines that have to happen. You gotta go up to Yerushalayim, to the Bezdin. It's just not time you have Machlekes in Tel Aviv or whatever, Bnei Brak, in Tyra, and then you guys turn to Zakim Mamre then.
No, but you see a very good point. You think, is Machlekes a Yachid of a Rabbin? And the Rabbin said, I'm sorry, this is the way it works. This is the Rabbin said, I'm sorry, your Pesach is invalid. So technically speaking, it wasn't a Bezdin, quote unquote. You can go back to your city and say, you know what? True, they don't possibly like me, but in my city, I'm able to possibly.
Right, I'm a Zakin.
Is that true?
Yes, you know, I'm a chutzah. Just because you have a psak, you can have two Bezdins fighting with each other. Each one has their rights, and then you have it all the time.
Rabim, Rabbanan against Rabbeir. We possibly Rabbanan.
No.
So the as many questions you could ask. So Rameyer can go back to a city and pass.
Rameyer could still, yeah. I mean,
but no one else can.
Rameyer could pass in for his people. Someone listen to Rameyer in his coolers and his chummers, and maybe, you know, you could. There's nothing wrong.
What
then?
He was. We've seen it a number of times. We've seen it where. Yo, the Gemara has said straight out, this city,
right.
Lud was Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore positive, possibly Rabbi Eliezer and Lud. So the other cities, it's straight. But I mean, it's like anything else.
No.
There's a full definition.
I've seen before. Moshe was saying, why is this different? Why is this different?
Why is it different than what? Than a regular machlok?
It's a fine thing. It has its definition. You know, it means this, and this, and it's listed out of length. It's, you know, several, couple of documents.
Yeah, it's giving me homie, I'm seeing
that. Simply speaking, in these cases, Sanhedrin has been paskin against Rabbi Eliezer, otherwise he wouldn't do it.
Remember, even if a small Sanhedrin paskin is against him, he's not mechuyev to listen. It has to be the best on a god.
That's what changes.
Yeah, but the Zakim Mamre is just, you know, just straight up not someone who says I hold one way, you hold another way. It's just that it's a defined test. That's the core of doing.
Okay. So about Misnami B'Shem Avodah Zarah, he says Nevuah B'Shem Avodah Zarah, that Habo Al Ishis Ish, and someone who is Mizana with Ishis Ish, V'Zoymim B'Askoyin U'Boyalam, and Zoymim B'Askoyin, and those and the ones that Mizana with him. Just interesting. They ask like, first, should we send U'Boyal B'Askoyin and Zoymim? Like, why are we picking on Zoymim B'Askoyin? It's like a little out of order. Let's just say Zoymin is possible in all cases, because anytime the guy says Eidus to get the Bas Koyin, you could say Eidus on the lady without having the man here. Let's say she was, we know for a fact she was Mizan. You don't have to say Eidus really on the man. So therefore it's always possible then to be Zoymin right away. So therefore Zoymin Bas Koyin is really before even Ubayla. Let's see Rashi here. Eilein Anach Nakim Mamri Alpi Bezdin. Is okay, Mamri through Bezdin, against Bezdin. Kamoi, what does Mamri mean? Kamoi, Mamri is in Hashem. You were rebellious with Hashem. Shemisar Rapi Bezdin Agadol. He's arguing through Bezdin against Bezdin Agadol. Shebelishkas Hagadus. In the Bezdin Agadol, in Lishkas Hagadus, which is in the base of Mingdash over there. Vizoy Maskoyan. Abvi Shehem Hayu Mechayim and Isis Treif. Even though they were Mechayim and Treifam, Ein Nidoinin, they only get judged. Elev Misa. Only through Misa. Shoy mechayav in the builder, mechayav to the one that's mezanin with his bas koyin. Behind who chenek, that they get chenek. Kishar baal eishes ish, like anyone else that's mezanin with eishes ish. Kid the mefarish kra, hiti sareif, veloy boyala, vizoy memeh. Fiafinam in kashazam lasis lachiv, they learn out from kashazam lasis lachiv, lachiv veloy lachoy sain. And therefore they will not get sreifa.
Yeah, but you can move that could mean. Who's to say that could be the case where you knew both people, you knew her and him. So which one do you pick? I would say you go after what?
The lady, the more charismatic one.
Well, I know you go after him. Good. Right. But who says in a case where all you're testifying is on her? The pasuk itself can say it's only referring to you know both, right? Who says you can take it to the next step and say, I remember, I know she was boy, so I can't tell you, couldn't see who that was. So, in that situation, who says you take it even further? You know what I'm saying? How about all I know is her, right?
No, so all you know is her. So then you come to bed and say the sentence leaves.
Where in the pasuk do we see that in all situations like that? You know what I mean? The pasuk says.
Pasuk says, Hiti, sorry. Tasha's done and last is
Lachiv. That means I know both. And usually I would say you would get after her because she's more covered in. Reifa instead of Chenek, Kamash Mula, no, you go after him, right?
Right.
Who says you take it to the next step and says all I testified was her?
You don't know in a scenario, the only testified against her.
Who says you're going to get.
Right. That's my question. You want to say throw the whole testimony on the court because you don't have an Achiv here?
I didn't say that. I said in a situation where you know both. The chiddush is you go after him and not her, even though it's more covered. But who says all you know is one,
no,
which is her, you still leave that and you give it to him, even though you didn't know who it was? Who says you take it to the next step? That's my question. In case you ain't by El Chidusho.
I'm not trying to answer. I don't know. I'm not sure. The bottom line is you have a drush of L'Achiv L'Achiv,
which doesn't say
it has. Where do you know? Why are you saying that it has to be that?
What?
You're making a hechik tips and then you ask me a kasha.
I'm making tips. I'm telling me ain't by L'Achiv L'Achiv, meaning the chiddush is that if I know on both, the rule has to be chayav on her because she's sreifa, which is more covered in. Come on, let me go after him. Stop.
Good.
Let's say the testimony is only on her.
So then look what you just said. Does that fit in what you just said?
No.
Why not?
Why didn't it?
Because you really should have gotten Sarif. And still I give the person...
And that's right. So you give, right?
You give what?
You give Chenek.
Yeah. So here also, I really should have gotten... The agent should have gotten Sarif.
Sarifa. And
nothing,
right? There's nothing else to get... Right,
Sarifa,
right?
Right. Now we say, and not Sarifa.
There's no one else to, nothing else to go to. Before the other case, at least you had something else to choose from. you're testing of both, so I'm choosing the condition of the Torah is you choose the smaller one. But here it's her against zero.
So what? But you have a din of achiv le'achaisai. We'll fight about it afterwards.
We're not
going to
fight.
So we'll discuss and learn. Okay? Ubayla benesu bas kain.
We're talking Aron and Kohen. Why was it Aron? Don't think
so. Ubayla benesu.
Remember, he was carrying a spear around.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He had to put it by the side of the doors he went in. So therefore, I mean, you know, he wasn't like exactly.
Just by Yehilat, by Yikach, wasn't Jerry? Wasn't by him?
He could bring the spear. Ubayla benesu bas kain kamari. You're talking about.
You could have a spear there. You're not allowed to.
The Nesu Bas Kayin Kamar. We're talking about Nesu of Bas Kayin. Abla Rusa Boyla Baskila. She's Yini at Skila. Okay. Maka Aviv Ima Milon. Where do we know that a Maka Aviv Ima, someone is high for? Okay. The Pasuk says, Maka Aviv Ima Machimash. The Pasuk in Parashat Shabbat says, someone who hits his father or his mother should be put to death. Anytime you have stam meisumas, that means ain el chenek. Means you get chenek. So fine, so that's the makar for chiv chenek for mak avime. We're going to see the next gemara is going to discuss how do I know exactly means hitting. Hitting without killing. Maybe it means killing, maybe it means hitting and not making a black and blue mark. Now, before we came to the sugya, people thought that makavi means you hit the father and mother and you cause them to have a black and blue mark. The Gemara says the Gemara is going to start from zero. The Gemara just knows that the pasuk says you get chenek. We're going to discuss right now exactly how do we get to that preconceived notion that we had that it means you have to hit him and make a black and blue mark. So now the Gemara says like this. Maybe he would have to kill the father. And maki really means killing. When you kill the father or the mother, so then you would get chenek. But just hitting them alone, would not, you're not eligible for getting misa. So let's see, that's the question I was going to say. Well, that's how the Gemara works. The Gemara's going to use up all their options until they get to where they have to get to. So, in fact, the Gemara, Amon, Adikotli Mikdel, the Habmin would be over here that you have to kill, the person would actually have to kill one of his parents to be Chayiv Mises Chenek. Can you actually have a? Is it possible to have a havamina like this? Doesn't make any sense. Katon chad b'sait. If you kill somebody, you get sight. V'aviv b'chenek. And then I'm going to tell you now the chiddush here that you're going to, the father's going to get chenek. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I already know if someone kills somebody, they get harik. So now I'm going to tell you I dropped the guy down a level. Because he hit his father and he killed his father, he's going to get chenek over here? Doesn't make any sense. He's your havmina that you said that when I kill somebody, you should be. When he has to kill his father and mother, that is going to be mechai of the fellow chenek. That havmina cannot be. Because I know if someone kills somebody, they get a herig. Someone who's not going to tell me that someone kills his parents, he's going to drop down a level and get chenek? How you talking? Doesn't make any sense. Right? This is what you're asking, right? So fine. So the Gemara says, Hanich l'man namar chenekal. This makes sense. To see the man namar who holds that chenek is more kal than herig. So you don't want to give the guy a lower misa than if he kills somebody, he gets herig. Now I'm going to tell you, if he kills his parents, he gets chenek. So it can't be we're talking about of killing a parent. It has to be automatically talking that he just hit. It's talking about hitting the parent. Because killing doesn't make any sense. So feed that my number. Okay. But the feed man Amar, El man Amar, it will be the same. It will be the same. It will be Saif. Why shouldn't it be Saif? He may have both because he caused them all. It will be Saif and Chenek. But if, depending which is more Chamer, you'll give him. We hold the Saif is more Chamer, to give him Saif.
Question, but
what is a Kaivan first? Killing the human being or killing the father? There's such an argument. They're both really coming together. Kill somebody with his. What?
In other words, when a person is boiled his mother in law, his married mother in law, so first he's Kaiv for this and then Kaiv for that.
Right.
That's
what I meant.
Even though
Kaiv
is the same for.
Well, Kaiv is not. It's.
Not Kaiv is the same.
The guy's always a person. Interesting, I hear. Okay. So then, if you want to tell me, chenek is more chamer, which means in the order of chavi mises, it comes chenek and then it comes chereg, then comes hereg. So Michael Maymar, what could you say? Which means you have to speak out means like this. Maybe we're talking about that he actually killed his parent, and the chiddush is over here that he gets chenek. Normally, when someone kills somebody, they get herik, which is the lowest level of Nisa. Here, when the person kills his parent, Rahman's son, so then he's going to get the next level of Nisa, which is Chenek. So, right there, how do I know? Lefi shita, I do not know Maka Avavimai means actually hitting. Maybe it means killing, and it's a special Chiv Misa, the next level up of Chiv Misa, when he kills, actually kills his parent. So the Gemara says like this: Ela midiksiv. Pasuk says, "Makeish v'meis mois yumas." Pasuk over there says, "Mak." Right, I think it's right. It's right. Let's see. Makeish v'meis mois yumas. And then, wait just 1 second. They're right in that neighborhood. Well, I can't find it here. Right. Makeish v'meis mois yumas. It says that. If someone hits somebody and the guy dies, he's gonna be put to death. Now, if maka really means, but if we say the word maka, it means killing. Why do I have to say v'mase afterwards? It says maka ish v'mase mois yumas. It should have said maka ish mois yumas. The word v'mase is seemingly extra. If I know from the get go that maka, anytime I say the word maka. Or namely by umaka avima means killing, so why do we have to say makesh v'meis mois yumas? That word v'meis is extra. Uksiv, and you have another pasuk the Gemara brings, oy ve'eva yikov v'yadai v'yamais, or with the hatred he hits him with his hand v'yamais and he kills him. There you say also, just say oy ve'eva yikov v'yadai, and I think the pasuk ends mois yumas amake. So why do you have to say it? In both these sukkim, you have the extra word of vameis or zayamis. So shmamino, kolech dika kostam la misi. Anytime from here I see that since the Torah had to go out of its way and explain vameis, it says makeish vameis, and he dies, he hits somebody and the guy dies. Since it had to say that extra word vameis, come say that anytime it says plain make, that means that it's hitting. And not killing. Therefore, when you have the pasuk umake avivimai, so if I ask you, how do you know that it means actually hitting and not killing? Either I'll tell you lefi d'man amar that chenek is more chomer, that make is referring to plain hitting, and not only when it specifies the word mace, then it's referring to misa. Or I'll tell you that chenek is Chenek is going to be cow, so it doesn't make sense to give the guy the cow misa for hitting his parent. So therefore, maka has to be referring to actually just hitting them. Okay? Arkan, the first piece of Gemara. So we know right now that maka means hitting and does not mean killing. Okay, and we're still going to see maybe it means not making black and blue mark, but that the Gemara is going to get a little sidetracked for a second now. We have a pasuk, make ish v'meis mois yumas. Someone who kills a person, a ish, he's going to be put to death. And I also have another pasuk, kol makin nefesh. You have a pasuk kol anyone who hits a person, and that's also referring kol makin nefesh v'meisim. I think it says kol makin nefesh v'meisim meisumas. So I have two pasukim. What do I need both of these pasukim to tell you this? Zikatsa rachmana make ish v'meis. Let's say Torah would just wrote make ish v'meis. He hits somebody and the guy dies. So what would I have thought? Have a mina ish divar mitzvin. I can see someone who kills a ish, someone who's who could do mitzvahs. But a katan that can't do mitzvahs, if someone kills him, he's going to be pater. Katan lo, a katan rachmana, kol maki nefesh. And Torah has to write, kol maki nefesh. Anyone who kills any living person, even a katan, is going to be chai. Some have a gears to hear Isham. Yeah, I'm the Tysus over there. He says, we have a gears to Ish Devar Mitzvin Katan Loi. Some say maybe Isha. Maybe a lady. The Hamin would be a lady. Kamash Malon, Koma and Makanapish, including. Right?
Great ramifications. Katan, you'd be Pacha.
Katan, maybe you'd be Pacha, right. Okay. If all you would have is kol makinafish, have a minum, I might have thorn, a few and a fallen, even a child which is a nafel. So Rashi's going to say over here a 9-year-old kid that has had some sort of rashi atom, some sort of maybe brain deficiency, or his head is not good, or he has two backs and stuff like that, he's sure not going to live. But Rashi doesn't use Rashi. Nafel, you could also say, means anyone under 30 days old could be a nafel, because we don't know if the guy's going to live. So since Rashi picks the case of that he's born with a serious deficiency or a birth defect, and what's that? In that case, you're going to be pater.
A life-threatening deficiency?
Yes, life-threatening deficiency. But let's say someone kills a 27-year-old, a 27-month-old, a 27-day-old baby. Didn't live a month yet. So are you going to be chayiv? Clear from this Rashi, would be chayiv. Only some we know for sure the person for sure not this kid's child is for sure not going to live. That's how nafel is. So see Rashi, if someone that have a mina of nafel, it only means a nafel that's born with serious birth defects. But a kid that just never hit a month yet, then you would not a have mina. You should not be chayiv. So a few ben Shmuel, and even someone who is an 8-month old baby, someone who's born, the Gemara takes on that someone, a child that's born preterm, before in the 8th month, that child will not live. So I would think you would be chayiv, and that would be kol makin nefesh, kamash malon makeish to mingal you. That has to be actually someone that's going to be a viable child. Okay, let's see Rashi's up to
it. According to Rashi, by the person who has two backs, whatever.
Yeah.
Would that person, after the Moskana, be chayiv on it?
No. You would think you would be chayiv on it. Kamashma on your pater. Therefore, the Kamashma on the other pater of Maki'ish, that you're going to be pater, Taka.
That's under the category of. What is the difference between two backs and a child born in the 8th month? They're both.
The difference today is that they're both not going to live.
Right.
See the Gemara.
Right.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So the Gemara does distinguish between the two, right?
The Gemara says two. Because I would say Nephilim, I wouldn't know.
They both under this quote unquote not livable. Person?
Yeah, there's a guy that's dying from Yana Machlan, there's a guy that could die from a gunshot. Are they both going to die? So but it's two separate cases.
The one that was born in the 8th month?
Yeah.
The person who's born in the 8th month, does he have the opportunity to live at all? What, I don't even know what the. Are there any, like, doctors here?
Yeah, nowadays there's plenty of premature babies. They have babies in the NICU that are mamish tiny.
I'm saying that the Gemara's time, is there
The Gemara is trying to
get an 8-month baby at that time live.
No, the feed the Gemara I can't. Nowadays.
So then.
Then no.
We've been through this in the Gemara. We've gone through it.
So what is an 8-month baby?
There are viable babies in the 7th month, and there are viable babies in the 9th month, and any baby born during the 8th month is non-viable. I have certain suspicions as to what that is, but that's outside the
But is that, could that child at least, quote-unquote...
They're doomed.
Right.
Doomed. Dead. Gone.
Right.
Doesn't count. Not going to live.
I mean, not going to live for how long?
Know how to be more explicit.
No, for how long was
that? The thing is, he's going to die. He's dead.
He's dead. Does that 30 days apply to that child?
That's what I'm saying.
When you say, what do you mean the 30 days apply?
Eight month child
is looked at as a dead entity. Will live? Sometimes maybe he'll sneak in under the radar. I don't know. It's like a doctor.
But it also applies that it's not going to live 30 days. It will not live 30 days.
The question is, which is being stumbled towards, is if one were to stick a knife through a baby born at the 8 months, would you be tried for murder?
And the answer is no.
There's no.
That's what the Chiddush of the Gemara is here. You're putter.
Same thing as a guy who's 34 years old and has two backs. The same thing. Whatever two backs.
Yeah, if he made it that far. Yeah. There's
two backs as a newborn baby.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Nefer Rashi says, we'll see Rashi here. Rashi from the Gemara. Sak daidich bitmiya. Kotochad besides kid. Tanam epirkin leel. Elein anerogin. Hareseach v'ir hanidachas. Hareseach is the first one, then iridachas is the second. Michael Meimar, hachadikul medrish to aviv b'chenek. Here I could say that the father's b'chenek. Elmig simak ish v'meis. Hechad boy misa, mfarish misa v'hadi. When you have to actually kill somebody, you have to, it's explained misa b'farish. A few of the following, going ben tisha, a full-term pregnancy. That's what they call a ben tisha. V'roi shay atum, and its head is, however way you want to touch atum, it's something wrong with his head. Oish yesh l'shnei gabin, he has two backs. V'loi chaya, it does not, it will not live. Okay. Dixia is the nefesh. Okay. So, I said I'm not sure exactly how to touch atum. Something wrong. Want to touch atum?
No, I don't
want
to touch it, but I'll let the
rabbi.
Well, what is our
supposed to say?
Grossly misshapen.
Okay. Yeah.
Defined as
who?
Defined as
you're a doctor. I don't know. two backs. It's two backs. Like these Siamese twins that have two backs.
What are you referring to? Siamese
twins? I don't know.
It's defined.
He wants to know more with the cases.
Two possibilities.
I don't know.
Two possibilities. One point to the dominant, which is Siamese twins and spina bifida.
Isn't spina bifida when there's not enough fluid in the spinal cord in the case?
No, the spine is open and can be divided.
Okay.
There's a two-headed girl living somewhere in the
prison. Two-headed girls, but she has one back. She has one back or two backs? Okay, it's a Gemara in Menachos. We had it in Menachos over there. We're putting on tefillin in two heads. Okay, Zotu Marvaita. Now, getting back to hitting a father and mother. We know right now that it means you have to hit Maka Aviv means hitting and not killing. But we don't know, Maisa, what type of hitting are we referring to? Let's say I just smack high five with the father. Is that us, sir? Or hitting him and not making you catch on some punches then without making black and blue marks. Is that chayiv? Fame afgav le'av bechabur. Maybe a person is in chayiv for mak of imay even though he didn't make a chabur. Alama tanan hamake of imay. Someone hits the father and mother ain't chayiv achi asven chaburam. Until he actually makes the chabur in them. So, where do we know that from? Where do we know that it means that it has to actually make a chabur? Amar Krom. Pasuk says like this. Okay, so Pasuk in Vayikra, in the end of Parshas Emor. He had a few pasukim over here. He had the pasuk of Mekal. He had the pasukim of Mekal, and then it says the pasuk says like this. Pasuk Yudzayin said, "Vish kiyake kol nefesh adam moisi moisi." He hits anybody, moisi, he should be put to death, and that means he killed somebody. Because we said hakol. Okay, fine. It means he killed somebody. He's put to death. Maka nefesh behema yishalmeno. So the pasuk says over here, "Maka nefesh behema yishalmeno." If he hits a nefesh of a behema, he should be put to death. Nefesh takas nefesh. A nefesh for a nefesh. And then the pasuk says, Vishkite mum ba misa, if he does a mum, kasher asa ken yasaloi, shever takas shever, ayin takas ayin, shein takas shein. Okay, the pasuk continues on. Now the next pasuk says, umake behema yishalmeno, umake adam yumas. Okay, so you have the pasuk that's makish behemah. It says in the same pasuk, makish behemah yishalmeno, mak adam yumas. And also you had before, makish nefesh behemah yishalmeno. So now, the Gemara Darshan is like this. So Amar Kra, makish adam umakish behemah. Ma makish behemah adav v'chaburam. Just like behemah, when you talk about hitting a behemah, means you have to do chaburah. Tiksiv ba nefesh. Because it says nefesh. Where does it say nefesh? It says before, umakin nefesh behema. And nefesh is always referring to the blood. So nefesh is going to mean over here, by a behema means you make a wound on the behema. Okay? And
obviously it doesn't mean, the way you're explaining it, doesn't mean it kills the behema. In other words, umakin nefesh, I would say,
but
it doesn't have the nefesh.
It does. It has blood. Or stuff that's breathing. It's living. It is a nefesh. It's a chai. Whatever you want to call it. Because nefesh always means the blood. Nefesh rashes. Nefesh mashma. Dumb. That's what I told him nefesh means. So on the bottom here, one second, let me see, I'm going to get a little better hezber. One second. It is a pasuk. He wants to know why is nefesh referring to blood. So when I think I saw someone saying. Yeah, dumb who nefesh, right. Okay. Fine, so that's clear.
Whenever I see nefesh,
okay. So fine. So let's get this straight here. Back in the Gemara. Until he actually makes the chabur in them. Because it says nefesh. Also, when you have a case of maka adam, it's going to be referring to making a chabura. So,
what is a chabura?
Chabura is what you call black and blue mark.
Internal damage?
It doesn't show on the
surface?
It doesn't show on. I would say that's also included. I mean, internal bleeding. I thought it's the same thing.
Problem is,
there's
no evidence.
Okay, so they won't know. If you take X-ray, halacha won't recommend X-ray.
I have great respect for the chum, and one of the reasons why I have respect for the chum is they made diagnoses without utilizing radiology. Is,
wow.
That's a low blow.
They actually examine patients, but you see throughout the halacha is limited to that which is visible, and so therefore, if something which causes an internal defect which is not visible, that internal defect is not halacha to exist.
Okay, so you go. Okay, so back in the Gemara.
I just hate traveling, so I decided to attack everybody around me.
Can I go back to what I was going to ask before? It says that by most when he killed the Mishi, it says the Yachet to Mishi.
Yeah, he hit him.
and he gets, and then it says he buries him. I don't know if that's the same thing as by Yomos. In other words, and he saw first of Mitzumaka, which he was the Mitzri killing or just hitting?
There was hitting.
It wasn't with him. Mitzri did not have the intention of killing this Jew.
Well, Rashi says over there he's upset. He probably would have liked to kill him. That was the husband she was Mazan with. He was whacking him that day, right?
Right. He had no intention of killing him that day. You know, that's how.
Maybe he did, but he did, when he was hitting him, he wasn't hitting him then. You know, he probably couldn't hit him. You know, the policemen can't hit the guy and kill the guy. If they want to kill the guy, they hit him hard enough that he's gonna. You know,
he killed exactly this Mitzri because the guy was just hitting the
Yeah, he was making it very difficult for the guy.
As opposed to
he's whipping him.
You mean no other Mitzri did any other Jew?
I don't know, but in this scene, maybe this is the one Moshe saw. You know, did Noah guy ever speed and get caught? Yeah, that's how it is. He's the one that he.
And then it says the Achmo, so it doesn't say that he killed him, it just said he buried him. I don't know, buried him alive.
Okay,
maybe.
So. It's from the context.
No,
yeah.
Market,
so what are you saying? That
do you have to have the word Make and Yumas together? That's what the Gemara was Mashma, as opposed to Make Stam.
But dear, it has. I think you're going to have to say that it means that he had to have beaten him up. Then he had to have killed him, as opposed to just beating him up.
Maybe,
the way the possibility
maybe
had.
Maybe that's something that he didn't actually strike him with a death blow. That I thought he killed him with
the same approach. Yeah,
maybe that's the Uriah here. That's
okay. Nice shot. The back of the Gemara. Amar Kra Maka Adam Maka Behem Ma Maka Behem Adab Bechabura. Maki behema has to be making a board. Ksiba nefesh. Af maki adam adav chabura. Until it actually makes the chabura. So maki adam yumas, this is referring to making a chabura in the person, not in the person, in the father or mother, and anything mechayefer. Because the pasuk says maki adam yumas. If regular, a guy stam goes and gives someone black and blue mark. He's not chayef. He may be over loud for hitting somebody, but he's not chayef. So the Pasuk says, Mak Adam Yumas over here, referring to hitting a parent, and hitting a parent, making black and blue mark is going to be, the guy's going to be Chai Misa for that. Okay. Fact the Gemara, Maskif Lorev Yirmiyam, Fact the Yirmiyam Shaila, Elameatam, Hikisha Be'avonim. Namely what? But if it's a hackish, it's a hackish. Let's see, maybe the Gemara, let's see the next kasha. Maybe you can answer. It's Maka Behema Ishamenu Maka, what's it ain't? It's Mamasinu. Yeah, I guess it's Mamasinu. Just like we find Maka Behema.
The Gemara obviously doesn't understand that, so I'm wrong.
Let's see for the next question. Maybe you could answer through this next question. Maybe not. Maskor v'yumi. Elamata hakisha b'avonim. If he I think it means how they touch hakisha. He hit him or he loaded him up with stones. He weakens the animal with stones. And we're talking about a situation where you may be the animal's not going to get better. If it's going to get better from this, you're not going to be mechayiv. That's only sheves or ripoy and for animal you're not chayiv. Only for a person you're chayiv sheves ripoy and all that stuff. Animal got you made the animal weak. You're not chayiv. If you made the animal weak, that's going to stay like that for in a weakened state for the rest of its life, then you're going to be that's what we're talking about in here. Elamato, hikisha b'avonim, you weaken this animal, just like load it up with stones, and you didn't make any black and blue mark. You didn't make any nafesh tikka hezik. Hakanami d'loy mechayiv. You're going to tell me that for the ruining your animal or ruining the other guy's animal, you're not going to be chayiv. It doesn't make any sense to say that you're a mazik. You put a bunch of stones on this guy, on this animal, and now it's weak forever. So you should sure be put there, even though there's no actual black and blue mark right here. It's not internal. It doesn't mean it is. Let's say it was just smushed. He threw 1,000 pounds of rocks on it, and it couldn't move for 3 days, and then it's weak now. Is that? How's that internal?
Did he kill it?
Do not kill it. Just a weak animal, though.
Talking about killing the
animal, not where you're damaging.
That's the worst question here. No, they weren't. What's that? They weren't even afraid to say killing the animal. No. No, to talk about a hakah. What black and blue? Yeah. Exactly. So, let's place here one second. You're not going to be chayv. The card doesn't make sense. If I don't need this pasuk, umak and nefesh behema shaman. I don't need it for the gabi behema. Because why? Because inam kishu b'avanim chayv. Even if you magic the animal in a situation where you did not cause any black and blue mark, you're going to be chayv. Like we just said, kishu b'avanim, you're going to be chayv. So this pasuk of nefesh behema, pasuk yud ches, and enem parshas emor, the word nefesh is extra because I don't need it for behema. So I don't need it for here. The rule is I could drop it down into umak adam yumas, where it says mak adam yumas. It lets me drop it into the nefesh from behema, and since it says mak behema shaman in that pasuk, so mak adam yumas is referring to a nefesh, a black and blue mark. Am I making sense?
For any human being?
For a parent.
For appearances?
Yeah, Rashi says it can't be. Rashi says umak adam yumas diver katsim. Yeah, it's from hitting a pen. Because regular person who hits somebody, makes it like Murak, he's not going to be chai.
I know that after the fact. I wanted to know.
But, okay, I hear you saying. Fine, so one second. So the Hinam is Tisha B'Avonim Chai. Today we're not for Shadow. So fine, so I know that. Nefesh Adam is going to Maka Adam is going to be Chayiv for just black and blue mark, because I use the word Nefesh to tell you that. Elam Hekesh Elamli, what is this Hekesh? It says Maka Behemli Shaman or Maka Adam Yumas. What are we going to do with that Hekesh? So let's see Rashi's, and just finish a few of Rashi's before we start the next thing. Diksib Be Nefesh. It's right across from where it says Shamba Minra Laminate. Diksib be nefesh. V'nefesh mashma dam. Tav chabura. Nefesh is mashma blood, which is the chabura. Hekisha lebehema. V'avonim with stones. V'asa b'chabura. They're not making chabura. V'nefesh adam. V'hainu aviv. V'afa gav. V'loi b'ina misa. You don't need to have misa. Chabur b'ina v'ina. You do need chabura. Ela akesha lamali. Hiskish Maka Adam Maka Behema Bechad Kro. Since it says in the same pasuk, it's a Hekish. Help you obviously from Ein Inyan. I already know from Ein Inyan, from Behema Maka Nefesh Behema to Maka Adam. Okay, so far right now we know Klar that it means a black and blue mark, and we also know that it means actually hitting as opposed to killing the person, killing the parent. Like we started off the Gemara, we had two reasons for those two shitas. It means not killing, and also no, it means black and blue mark. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to get like sidetracked here. In the Maka Behemi Shaman and Maka Adimas, what do we do with this Hekish? The pasuk put them both together, and hitting a person and hitting an animal. El Hekishul Amuli Mekidatanya Linton Abrais Tanya Mechuskia. I'm sorry, El Hekishul Amuli Mekidatanya Mechuskia. So the Brights of Chizkia. What is the Brights of Chizkia? We had this already in the last parak. We know that someone who hits an animal, you know, since someone's mazik the animal, he's chayv in all circumstances. We don't make any differentiation when hitting an animal. If you're a shoygi, you're amazing, you're mazik animal, you're chayv. So you're pot. So too, when someone hits a person, if someone's mazik somebody, and he also he killed somebody, and he also did hazard to the guy. So he's chayv misa with tashlumin. So what do we say? We always say through Agan Shas, come in the Ramini. The first thing he's going to get, the more karma the Gainish. That's when he does it for Mazid, where he's chayv misa. Let's say the guy does it for Shaygi. So there's no chayv misa here. So you say that, okay, no chayv misa, so now pay up the money now? Or I say no, that since the Mazid, he's pater al kamin ramine, So b'shoyg also, I'm going to say we're makas shoyg to mazin, and just like we've seen by a behema, there is no chilek. If you mazik an animal, in all situations you're going to be chayiv. So I'll say when someone kills a person, in all situations, even though there's no chayiving, there will not be a chayiving misa because they were shoyging, or whatever the situation was where they cannot be mechayiv the misa. Still, he's going to be putter out the din of. It's not coming ramani because he does not chayiv misa. But that rule of mazir, come in Ramani, we could take it over also to Shagig, and he's going to be putter in all scenarios.
That?
Yeah, that's Talmud Mechizkir. We had that before in the last part. This is the famous din of Talmud Mechizkir. And how does he learn that from? Because he learns it from Makav Hemi Shamena, Makav Yumas. Since it says both together in the same pasuk, so Makish and the Hema to a Adam, that in all situations the person is going to be putter from Chayav Mises when he kills somebody. He's going to be putter from the Chayav Mamon. Correct. Okay, so that's very good. Honey, Chulman, this is Talmud Mechizkir. That's very nice. If you do hold a Talmud Mechizkir. But if you don't hold a Talmud Mechizkir, so, Hakei Shalomli, right? The word I need is Hakish for. There are people that are arguing him. There are people that are going to say that no. By Shoy Geek, if you're not Chayav Misa, got to pay up the money. So right, what does he do with this hekish of makav hemi shamena or makav adam yumas? So the Gemara says like this: hekish lamli. The Gemara says ma makav hema lerefuah pater. If someone who hits a behema for a fuah, let's say he's makis dam for an animal, he lets blood on an animal, he's going to be pater from tashlumin. Because the mindset, you were mazik the guy, you were just letting blood. You're doing something for a fuah, you're not going to be chayiv. Af Maka Adam Lurfua Patr. Also someone who's Maka Adam, which is referring to parent, if he does it for a fua, for a bloodletting or for different, we'll see, taking out splinters and stuff like that, he is gonna be Patr. Dibailu. They have a Shailam, Ben Mao Shiakizdam Lavir. Can a person be Makizdam, not a person for it, can a son be makis dam on his father? Could he let blood, do a blood test on his father? Because lemaisa he's causing his father to have a blood. He's doing worse than a black and blue mark, right? So that's that was a shiloh.
How's that different than by the cases of Adam? I mean, Aviv, Rodes. Rabo, Rodes, Talmido.
Of a makis bunai, there's a father hitting a child. There's different than a child hitting a father.
But the point of it is all those cases are of Bezdin, Herodes, you know, all those cases are for the benefit of the recipient.
Right, so you're saying that it's for the benefit. So that's more chance. So we had a child as a mutter now. A mast amar v'hap t'riyach kamayach. So he brings the plastic.
You can't avoid making a nonsense. I don't know what to do, but
you're making what they call a boo-boo on the guy, right?
You let blood is the mask.
Yeah, that's the spit and thing. So you're making a boo-boo on the guy.
Black blue mask.
Huh?
No, I think that's the thing. Your comment that a kabur is only black and blue mask is too restrictive.
Right.
You see blood, that's also
right. He takes a knife and slices his father across the face, the hand, and bleeding. That's for sure you're chayiv. That's right? You thought
that's for sure it's kabur, but letting blood.
Even a black
and blue. Why don't
you
even just change it to black or blue or red?
Black or red, okay. He had a shayla. Could a person let blood on his father? Ramas over have to react to Michael. There's a rule of have to react. You have to love your friend like yourself. Now, since you would, if a person would want, if he needs to have bloodlet, he wants it to get done. So, then he's allowed to do it. Rav Dimi Barchina Amar Mak Adam Mak Behema. He has a hekesh here. Ma Mak Behema Rufu a Pater. Af Mak Adam Rufu a Pater. Also, Mak Adam for Rufu is going to be Pater. So, what's the nafka mean in these two things? Nafka mean would be, let's say, Hitaka does it. Hitaka does love blood on his father. Is it, you got a mitzvah or not? If it's a Hafter Yakamaykam, fine, I'm getting a Hafter Yakamaykam. If it's just Sam, a hekesh, it's a p'tur. So you'll be potter. Or you can have a scenario, let's say, we'll discuss more about this tomorrow. Let's say the father doesn't want to have his blood let. He's not interested. He's saying, you know what, whatever happens, happens. I'm not interested in this blood test. And then the son does it anyways. So is it v'hatzvei'as kamoicha, or it's about the heck? If it's v'hatzvei'as kamoicha, the guy doesn't really want to do it. So you don't really have a tour of v'hatzvei'as kamoicha. Right? But if it's just a p'tur, so I have a p'tur, I have a blanket p'tur, you don't want it? Tough luck. We'll discuss this, a lot of gishmak halacha, because things we'll discuss tomorrow, and the father doesn't want, he doesn't want, all these type of nice scenarios. Let's just see the Rashi's here. Just like Makabhema, you were a Machalik. Hanicha, plug to the Rech and I'm a Shemilakish, Bixuvus Bailonaris, Ma Makabhema Rufua, Gurmak is down, Potim into Shulman, your Potim into Shulman, Sharilay Zikri, did not damage the animal, Af Mak, other Nainu Aviv, Rufua Potter, Mimisa, he's Potter from Misa, Vavda the Chabur, even on Misa, he's making Chabur, Vatrach, Kamaikom. Well, Yehuzru Yisrael Milatzis Chavreim. The Yidden were not Muzar due to his friends. Al Davar Shein Chavetz Lafetz Latzlatzmei. Something he does not want done to himself. But if this guy doesn't mind that he's doing it, so it's possible. Okay, final part of this. Thank you.